This morning, we have a sweet treat. I've asked our dear friend and one of our spiritual pops around here, Joseph Ewan, to come and send us a word, a sermon today, just encouragement. If you don't know, Papa Joe is the Scotsman that we've talked about for so long. He is a huge blessing to my wife and I, super instrumental in his prayer and prophecy over us to grow our hearts for some healing, to grow our faith in the prophetic. He is just a powerful man of God. Many of you have experienced him at World Mandates, and he was supposed to be here last March, and then COVID hit and he didn't get here. And so he blessed us today. Joe is not only a mighty man of God, but as far as his roles, he is one of the overseers for the entire Antioch movement, an overseer for the U.S. Church plants. And he's also a specific overseer, one of our overseers for Antioch, Wichita. So he's a dear friend, spiritual papa, probably one of the most prophetic men I know on the face of the earth. And man, he just has, his sermons are just rich. What they are is just pure encouragement from the Lord and from God's word. And so I hope you're blessed by this morning. And so let's tune in for this short, sweet word from Papa Joe as he blesses us this year with the heart of what it is to make it through 2020. Let's check out Papa Joe.
Good morning, Wichita. My goodness me. I should have been there in March. I was so looking forward to it. And this COVID thing just hindered everything. So on talking to Rob, I said that he asked me if I would record a message to send to you. And it's just a joy to be with you this Sunday morning. And God is so good. You know, we're locked down, but we're free. We're free in Jesus, and it's a joy. I am looking forward to coming to Wichita. I've always enjoyed praying for you guys in World Mandate and seeing God move, seeing God touch lives, and just thanking God so much for you. And, you know, just as I was praying about this the other day, I was just thinking I was just praying for you and thinking of you, and I just kept getting the name Deborah. And so if there's a Deborah amongst you, God's seeking to get your attention this morning. Deborah, he's reaching out to touch you today because there's something fresh that he wants to do in your life. I'm just always amazed at how God would speak to us. You know, we're in lockdown. In Scotland, we have 5 tiers. We wear masks, da-da-da-da-da-da, all that stuff. And we have been praying fervently, and our keynote scripture has been Psalm 91. And I love Psalm 91. I've always loved it. I used to go to India back in 1984. And I remember going there, and the keynote scripture for me to hold on to, because I was there in fear and trembling, was Psalm 91. And what we've done here in Scotland is we've given it a corporate feel. And I want to read it to you in a corporate way. As we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We say to the Lord, you are our refuge, our fortress, our God, in you we have put our trust. Surely, you will deliver us from the snare of the fowler and from this perilous pestilence, COVID, in Jesus' name. And you shall cover us with your feathers, and under your wings we have taken refuge. Your truth is our shield and buckler. We will not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of this COVID that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that's been laying waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side, 10,000 at our right hand, but it's not approaching us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked. Because we have made you, Lord, our refuge. Even you, the Most High God, you are our dwelling place. No evil will befall us, nor is any plague coming near our dwelling. For you have given your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. In their hands they bear us up, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot. And this is the part that I love, when we come to verse 14 to 16. Now, some people say, some of the commentators say it was Moses that wrote this psalm. We would like to think it was David, but they say it was Moses. And anyway, what we find here is the psalmist is writing and he's calling out to God. But suddenly in verse 14 to 16, it all changes. And it's like God speaking through the psalmist. And our God speaking through the prophet Moses. And I want to give it the corporate feel again. Because we have set our love upon you, Lord, therefore you will deliver us. You will set us on high because we know your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You will be with us in trouble. You will deliver and honor us. And with long life, you satisfy us and you show us your salvation. There's somebody there, about 65, between 65 and 70, there's been a spirit of fear that's haunted you because of COVID. And listen, the Lord is saying, with long life, I'm going to satisfy you. So we break the fear off your life today in Jesus' precious name. Now, in these last two verses, verse 14 to 16, I'm reading from the New King James Bible, and it says this. It's got six I wills and seven promises. And so what I want to do is I want to speak to you about the seven promises of God at the end of Psalm 91. Okay? So because he has set his love upon me, God speaking, because you have set your love upon the Lord, therefore I will deliver him. Take a deep breath for me. Because God is going to deliver us. Any fear that's been lurking around your life, be set free from it today in Jesus' name. Wondering what tomorrow holds. Will we ever come out of this situation? What about a new government? What about this? What about that? You have lots of things being thrown at you this year. Take a deep breath. The Lord is our deliverer, and he wants to deliver us out of it all. It says in the Psalms, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers us out of it all. Just believe God. This is God speaking to you today. Because you've set your love upon the Lord, that is what is needed more than anything. Don't be distracted. As I heard Bill Johnson say this a few months ago, he said, if all you're doing is watching the news, what you're doing is listening to the devil. Listen, get into the Bible. Lay hold to the promises of God today and know that God is for you and not against you. Against you. Set your love upon the Lord. He will deliver you out of all the things that would try to come against you. The Lord is saying here, the next I will is, I will set him on high. Well, it tells us that in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 6, that we're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen? And it says back in Ephesians chapter 1 at the end of the chapter that Jesus is seated far above all rule and authority and name that is named, not only in this age, but in the age to come, and made him his head over all things to the church, that's you and me, the fullness of him who fills all in all. Listen, we may be walking the streets of Wichita today, but you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Stay there, live there. And his call for his people during this COVID time is, come up higher, come up into that place with me. No, don't live under the circumstances. Be lifted up above your circumstances and know the power of God working in your life today. Oh my goodness, I'm filled up. You know, I remember hearing Arthur Blessett way back in the early 80s, and he came to Aberdeen, Scotland, and he said, my goodness, I'm so filled up with God, I need to backslide to fall asleep. I don't know about you, but my goodness me, the fullness of God. I'm sensing it right now where we are, because God is a God of faithfulness. Amen. It says, he will set us on high. He made a way for us in Jesus Christ to be seated in heavenly places with him. Position yourself there and pray from that perspective in Jesus' name. Because we have known his name. We've known his name. That is the name of Jesus. I love reading John 16, where Jesus is kind of saying to the disciples, now, hey, listen, I'm going away, but listen, let me let you into the key for seeing your needs met. And that is, if you ask anything in my name, my Father will deliver it to you. He'll give it to you. You will see answers to prayer. Just use my name. Use my name. You know, I've got a wife called Yvonne. I've got two girls, one called Leslie, one called Sarah. I go many places in the world, but if I hear someone say Yvonne, I'm immediately drawn to that name. If someone says Sarah, I'm immediately drawn to it because it's part of my life. Leslie, I'm drawn to that as well because that's my family. Well, when your heavenly Father hears you speak the name of Jesus, he's immediately drawn to who you are. When did you last speak his name? The wonderful name of Jesus. It says there, I will set him on high because he has known my name. We're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Where's Jesus living today? Is he out here somewhere? No, he's in here. If you don't know the Lord Jesus, there's never been a better day. And I'm pretty sure that Pastor Rob will lead you right into it as you believe the Lord. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. Promise number 3, call upon the Lord and the Lord will answer. I remember a great old, he's just going to be with the Lord, a guy called David Pawson, an amazing English Baptist preacher. You can get his stuff. He preached out of every book of the Bible, an amazing Bible teacher. And I remember him saying to some of us young pastors, that was a long time ago, he would say this. He said, if you ever ask God a question, he'll always answer you. Sometimes it's not the kind of answer we're looking for, but give God the opportunity to speak into your life. If you call upon him, he will answer you. I will be with him. Next one is, I will be with him in trouble. Whatever trouble you think you may be going through at the moment, God says, I will be with you. We start with Abraham. God's promise to be with him. Isaac, God's promise to be with him. Jacob, God's promise to be with him. Gideon, God's promise to be with him. David, God's promise. We could go through all the names in the Bible and God's promise to be with him. And Jesus said, I will be with you even unto the end of the age. Wow. Jesus is right there with us. And the one thing he's been wanting to do, you know, I said this to Jimmy Seibert a few months ago. I said, hey, if COVID lifted, you would be on an airplane, wouldn't you? And he said, yeah. And I said, yeah. But you see, what God has done, he's not given us COVID, but he's using us to get our hearts again. Because he wants you to know his presence like never before. Just know his presence like never before. Let God touch your life. Let God bless you. I break that spirit of loneliness. I just see the name Jim, and I break that spirit of loneliness off you today, my brother, in Jesus' name. There's someone, I think, maybe, I don't know if you've lost someone through COVID and stuff, but there's just that spirit of loneliness. The devil has wanted to kill, steal, and destroy, and I break it off your life today. If you're listening on Zoom, I don't know if you're meeting all together at the minute, but wherever you are in that the loneliness that you're feeling, I break its power off your life, and I'm asking God to release the warmth of his love in and upon you. He will be with you in any trouble that you are going through. He never leaves and he never forsakes. Give God the opportunity to bless you and minister to you today. Well, he delivers us. He sets us on high. If we call upon him, he's going to answer us. He's going to be with us in trouble. And then it says again that he's going to deliver us. Oh, I love that double dip on deliverance, don't you? Let him deliver you out of all that's going on. There's been the temptation on someone's life. It may be that you've been in the drug culture, you've come out of it, but just through the pressure of all that you've been going through, there's a temptation again. I will deliver you. God speaking through his word to you today. We break the power of anything, any addictive thing that's held you back or would try to hold you back from the best that God has this morning. We would ask God to do that, that he would deliver you. And then it says, he will honor you. He will honor you. He will honor you. He'll lift you up. He will lift you up. You see, he's looking for humility, and out of humility, he begins to honor us and to help us. His heart is to honor and to bless you and to encourage you. He never wants to slap you down. He wants to honor you. He wants you to move on. He's honored you with the plans and purposes that he has for the whole earth, and he's given you a share of those plans and those purposes. Lay hold to them today. Take hold to what God would give as he lifts you up. As you be lifted up out of where you are, I just see the chains breaking off and you just being set free. I see someone that's under a big, heavy oppression, it's being broken off today in Jesus' name. Zoom cannot hinder the power of God. And we just pray for the release of the Holy Spirit in and upon your life today, that you would know freedom. I don't know who's all listening to this, but your Heavenly Father wants to set you free. There's a young man sitting with his mother, and I see you sitting there listening to the TV. Maybe it was the accent that drew you. I don't know, but I do know this. You're listening with one ear, and God wants to get your heart and to bring you back, actually. He wants to bring you back into where he wants you to be today. Let God be with you and deliver you and honor you. Lift you up to that new place with him. And then it says this, with long life, I will satisfy you. I will satisfy you with a long life. My goodness, isn't that wonderful? Who wants to die? My goodness, there's so much to do. Amen? So much to do. You know, I live in a fishing village, and you know, there was this old fisherman. He was well into his 80s, and you know, it's typical of just the northeast of Scotland. But he would fix some of the nets for the fishing boats, but what he did, he would pull out these nets, maybe a couple of hundred yards of netting right across, and it used to go up the side of the main road. And I remember we stopped to talk to him. His name was Scotty, believe that, a Scotsman. And so there was Scotty, and he was fixing up this net, you know. And one of the guys, one of the crew in the van that we were in, we were going from where we moored our boat back home, and it rolled down the window, and he said, "Dear me, Scotty, I thought you were dead." And the old man looks at him and said, "I don't have time to die." Because he was so busy, he didn't even think of it. Don't think of death. Think of life in all its fullness. With long life, I will satisfy you. If you just go from pill to pill, or if you're just gone from doctor to doctor, or if you're just being thrown by this thought or that thought, oh, my leg, oh, this, oh, that. Listen, start speaking life to your body today. And what your Heavenly Father says to you, it's Him that's speaking here. With long life, I will satisfy you. Well, it's time for a bit of satisfaction in life. And one of the words God gave me for this coming year is the rollover. You know, we're going to see a rollover. Everything that we weren't able to achieve this year, we're seeing it rolled into next year. So you get ready for some satisfaction to come your way and for God to do something in and through your life. In Jesus' name. The very last promise is this. And show him my salvation. That's God speaking to you. He wants to show you his salvation. He wants to show it to you. He wants to show it to you. Opportunities. Ask him for a divine appointment, believer. Ask him for someone to talk to. Listen, people are desperate in these days. Desperate for life and life in all its fullness. We have that life within us. We have life in all its fullness. And let God minister to you. Let God bless you. Let God reach out to you in this time and know His power working in your life. Wichita will be saved because of the power of God that's working in your life. And when I come, it'll be working in my life too. So I just reach out to you today. If you would lift your hands before the Lord, I pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to come right now in and upon your life today. I pray for God to minister to you, to bless you, and to encourage you in Jesus' mighty name. For the fullness of the Holy Spirit to be yours today. I'll just finish by telling you this very sweet story. We have a lady, I think she's probably in her 80s, coming close to her 80s, and she was praying. We were praying over a pillow for one of our kids who has got autism, and he wasn't sleeping and was very troubled in his mind. So we took the pillow, and we were praying on a Sunday morning. I was holding it, you know, believing what it says in Acts 19, verse 12. And as we prayed for it, I said to the people, reach out. And this lady was watching on YouTube, and she was reached out her hands to her TV screen, and she wrote me a message and said, "I have been wanting to be baptized in the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues for years and years. Many people have prayed for me, and it's never happened. But as you were holding the pillow, I reached out my hand to my television, and I began to pray for the little boy. And as I prayed, I began to speak in tongues." I don't know where you're at today. Reach out your hand to the screen right now and receive the blessing of God. Whether it be healing, that sore neck. Listen, I think there was a whiplash. Be healed from it right now, and just start to move it and believe God. The arthritis in the fingers, be healed today in Jesus' name. As you reach out to God, as you just breathe the breath of God, if you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, receive it now. We release his power in and over your life today. We ask God to minister to you. We ask God to pour out his spirit upon you today. And I look forward to coming to Wichita to see you very, very soon. As I said to Rob, it's one of my priorities because we were just so close to being there. So I'll be coming soon. God bless you. I love you. And I bring greetings to you from Scotland, from our church building here. And we say to you, I hope you've had a good Thanksgiving and you have a great Christmas. And as we look forward to 21, we're going to see God move in power in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.